First of all, big thanks to Casey, Brian, and Andy for guest hosting some episodes of Your Daily Lex while I was gone. And special thanks to me for banking a bunch of extra episodes, too. I know it wasn't daily, but it was a lot of episodes for my being out of the country. Let me tell you some stories about that trip.
Your Daily Lex.
Now, how's this for dedication to the podcast? I kept a note while I was on the trip called Vacation Stories with topics to bring up on this podcast. Now, I often did it in shorthand, so we'll see if I can even understand what any of it means. And I don't know how many of my line items are per episode. It could be one per episode. It could be many per episode. Let's find out. We did a lot of museums. We did a lot of steps. So many steps. In fact, in just a bit after I record this episode, I'm going to the podiatrist, an appointment I booked while still traveling. Because it feels to me kind of inevitable. You do days with 28,000 steps, you're going to get some blisters. And I did. And last year, when we went on a trip where we did a lot of walking, and I got a bunch of blisters, I eventually saw the dermatologist. He's like, well, these are going to go away on their own, but this one I need to deal with, which he did. So just in case I have more of those, I'm seeing him again. It's funny, this time I wore sneakers he recommended, and my blisters hurt less, but they are still insane. Anyway, a lot of walking, and a lot of walking in museums. We saw ads while we were in Copenhagen for a museum that wasn't on my itinerary that I planned ahead of time. And Lauren was like, I want to go to that one too. And I was like, that one seems like it's for kids. Cause all the ads were about like their cool interactive crapola for kids. And she's like, well, I looked up the museum and it has that part. That's the cool interactive crapola for kids, but that's in the basement. We just won't even go there. We can go to the parts that are for grownups. And, all the museums we saw in Copenhagen were cool. That was the third museum we saw in a day. And again, Laura was very excited for it. It was like a history museum. And we were having fun. But so many places in Europe, including museums in Copenhagen, are mostly not air-conditioned. And, you know, we were past 20,000 steps at this point. And we could do a lot of steps, or we could be hot. But it was hard to be really hot and get all the steps. Like, it was cooler outside than in the museum. So eventually, Laura was like, we got to get out of here. And we went underground. We went underneath a castle in Copenhagen, which was pretty cool. And both cool in terms of awesomeness and cool in terms of temperature. But we did so many things. We had action-packed days. We took the red eye. Neither of us slept well on the red eye. Do people sleep well on red eyes? I don't know. But that first full day was a full day. We did 28,000 steps. We walked all over. We saw a bunch of things. The only thing that was a mistake, which we knew was a mistake when we booked it, was this... I don't remember what they called it, a harbor tour, I guess, where we got on a boat and it went around and showed us various things in Copenhagen. And we knew that getting on that boat after the red eye was going to be tricky. And it was, but we both stayed away for most of it. Our hotel was lovely. We were stayed at the Villa Copenhagen. And we had this funny thing where we kept on seeing people within Copenhagen who were like, oh, we know that person. Oh, we don't know that. And we were doing this privately and only eventually said to each other, do you have this thing where you feel like you recognize somebody, but then you realize, of course, I don't recognize that person. I'm in Copenhagen. And then at one point, somebody did recognize me in Copenhagen, a guy from the podcast industry. And it was funny because we were staying at the same hotel and he saw me in the hotel and we eventually spoke to each other briefly. And it's funny because, like, great guy. I'm a fan, but we're not, like, close. Tom and I are acquaintances, colleagues to a degree, but we're not friends. So although it was fun to see somebody I knew, like we talked for all of 2 minutes. A lovely hotel, really well located. We did just about everything on our list. We really, really liked in Copenhagen. I'll get there. I'm thinking of how to pronounce it. Nyhavn, I think is how you pronounce it, but it's just a really cool area in Copenhagen. We had a couple meals there, did a lot of exploring. And then after a few days in Copenhagen, our friends arrived, who we were traveling with. And we didn't spend a ton of time with them in Copenhagen, even though we met up with them in Copenhagen. But we had a big day where we traveled by train to Sweden. And that is a story for tomorrow.
Lex.